St. Joe's Q Country 92.7 late afternoons with Travis Dodge. We are a week away from Lakefest 2015 with Easton Corbin, the Eli Young Band, and Cassidy Pope at Warnock Lake in Atchison. That's going on Friday night, July 17th. And we are lucky enough to have Easton Corbin joining us on the phone. How's it going, Easton?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Oh, we are looking forward to the show. We can't wait. It is going to be an awesome time. And I want to talk about your new album, which just came out last week, About to Get Real. How did this all come together on the new album? When you were sitting down saying, okay, we've got new stuff to record, what was kind of the sound and the feel you were going for with it?
You know, the sound is always, you know, it's about keeping it young and fresh, and, but still keeping the traditional country roots and running all through it. And, you know, that's always the goal. And with that said, you know, when it comes down to it, you just got to cut what you feel is great music. And I feel like we've cut some great songs here.
So kind of a traditional feel, you kind of tried to stay true to your roots, it kind of sounds like, and different things I've read that you've said about the album. Would you say that's kind of true?
Yeah, absolutely.
If someone hasn't experienced the album yet, how many tracks are on it, you know, the songs that came about, or is there anything in particular, certain songs on there that are a little more special to you than other ones, or you're like, hey, you definitely need to check out this one?
Yeah, I think there's 12 tracks on the record. I mean, you got to listen to Are You With Me. It's a really special song that was on my last record, and I love it so much. And I wanted to be a single here, so I actually took it, and I moved it over to this record as well.
The new album is called About to Get Real, and it's going to get real a week from tonight, Friday night, July 17th, at Warnock Lake in Atchison, as Easton Corbin is going to be tearing up the Lakefest stage. We'll be talking more with Easton coming up here on Q Country and seeing where he envisioned himself when he was going to college, what he envisioned himself doing. That's coming up here on Q Country.